Esther Watson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One World Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 25th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, where you're from.
Hi, I'm James Grant, I'm 30, and I'm from Stoke Newington in London.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm really well. I'm awake, which is a good start, and I'm very excited about getting up on the plinth. It's going to be good.
So can I just ask you how you initially heard about the project?
I think I remember reading about it in a paper or... No, I remember now. I saw it on the BBC website, BBC News website, and I thought that looks quite fun, so put my name down. First two draws, didn't get through, and then one day was sitting on a bus heading home and was checking my emails and saw that I had an email from Artichoke saying, well done, you've got a place.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I'm really surprised. I had almost forgotten about the project in a way. I'd seen various headlines about it, but had almost forgotten that I'd even put in an application to try and get on it. So really surprised, really pleased. Started thinking, oh God, you know, what I'm actually going to do. But really excited, very excited.
So can I just ask you to talk a little bit about your ideas for today?
Yeah, sure. My first idea, which is actually what I'm going to end up doing, was just to sort of participate in the project as I think an Englishman would, which is sit there and drink tea and read a good book. I've been really interested to see what other people have done with their time on the plinth, and I've sort of seen obviously what's gone on the headlines and had a look at some of the other plinthers' profiles on the website. A friend of mine came up with what I thought was a really amusing idea, which was to dress up as a giant pigeon, although I see someone else has already done it. So my fallback to that was to dress up as a giant rat in pinstripe, but I thought people might see that as being a bit pointed. I'm just going to go up there, be myself, and enjoy it.
So what exactly are you planning on taking up with you?
A folding chair, a thermos of tea, a camera, because I'd quite like to take some pictures from an unusual angle of Trafalgar Square, and a book.
So do you feel like you are a very English person?
I think I am, for better or worse. Born here, raised here, family are all British, from various parts of the British Isles. And yeah, I mean, I think that I quite like Anthony Gormley's notion for the project, where he says, go up there and do whatever you want, whatever you do will be unique. And, some people have gone up there with causes in mind, which I think is great. Other people have gone up there and sort of wanted to show off their profession or have fun or that kind of thing, and my take on it is just to go up there and if the notion of the piece is sort of just to show what the British people are like, I'm just going to go up there and sort of show my take on it.
So what are your hopes and fears for your time up there?
I hope a few friends come along, because it'd be nice to have someone to say hi to. I don't really have any fears about the piece. I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be. I hope at least it's not boring. I wouldn't like people to look at it and go, oh, that's really dull. I'd at least like them to maybe reflect on it or go and get a cup of tea or something. I just think it's going to be, I feel really lucky in a way to be involved in the project, as I mean, a lottery to get into it and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm just really happy to take part.
Weird question. What tea and how are you going to be drinking it?
It is proper builder's cup of tea. It is two bags of PG Tips, lovingly brewed in very hot water in a litre thermos purchased yesterday, with milk, no sugar. And I'll just be drinking it from the thermos. No airs, no graces. Hopefully I will not be spilling it down my front.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
So could you talk a little bit about yourself, what you do for a living, kind of what your interests are?
I am a lawyer for my sins, which is fine, pays the bill, work with a really nice team of people, and it's quite interesting work. Work in-house for a TV company. And what else can I tell you that would be interesting? Love film. Lived in London for about 5 or 6 years. Love London, think it's a great city. I don't know, what else do you want to know?
Film. So you're working in-house for a TV production?
A TV broadcaster.
Yeah. Okay. And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing that for 2 years, two and a bit years now. Really good team. One of those teams where you sit in an open plan office and everyone just sort of exchanges banter the whole day is probably the polite way to say it. It's all very friendly. Very good team.
And your interest in film, is that purely vocational?
No, ever since I was a kid. I can remember the first two films I ever saw, which were The Goonies and The Ghostbusters. And it's just been a love affair with film ever since. It's a great bit of escapism. I really love the whole thing, all of it. I don't know why. I normally can't remember anything, but if it's any kind of detail to do with film, I'll just remember it.
What kind of style?
Anything, everything, all of it.
Favourite film? Is that too hard?
Shawshank Redemption.
Good.
It's very tough to say that there's a favourite film because there are many other fantastic films out there which I appreciate equally, but I think my all-time favourite would probably be The Shawshank Redemption.
So where were you born? Where did you kind of grow up?
I was born in Essex and lived there until I was 10 and then moved to the States and then moved back from the States and moved to a different part of England, Warwickshire, Midlands, and then moved to Australia and then moved back to England again, to the South, and then worked in the North and then finally made my way down to London. And now I'm just sort of staying put for the time being.
So how was your stint in the US and Australia? What age were you?
I was 10 in the US and I was 18 in Australia. So very different times of life. The US was cool. I think in later life I began to appreciate that moving to the US when you're 10 is a more formative experience than you necessarily appreciate. So I think there are some aspects of my personality which are quite American, which had someone told me I'd be saying that 10 years ago, I think I would have been horrified. But it was really cool. Really cool people. Was in a really good school. I lived in Michigan, which is a really lovely state. Very beautiful, lots of lakes, big water babies. That was cool. Australia was a completely different experience because I went there, moved there by myself. It was great. I mean, lived in Sydney, met loads of really cool people. Absolutely adore Sydney. If I wasn't living in London, I'd probably be living in Sydney. It's a terrific city. Have you ever been?
Mm-mm.
You've got to go. It's really good.
So you moved out there after school, I'm guessing?
Yep.
And what was it that drew you back to the UK?
University. So I just lived in Australia for the year and then came back to go to uni here. But have been back a couple of times, still have loads of friends over there. Kind of figure when I next get itchy feet, they'll probably take me in that direction.
So your interest in art, are you strongly interested in the arts at all?
No. I mean, I think art is great, and I'm trying to sort of teach myself more about it because I'm one of those people who sort of strolls around a gallery and goes, well, that looks nice, but I don't really understand more about it than that. A couple of my friends are much more knowledgeable about art and things like that, so they're helping me buff up on these things.
So have you been following this project since the beginning?
Not closely. I haven't been looking at the site every day, but I've been, when there's a news story about it, I'll have a look at it, and I've been going to the site a couple of times, partly to sort of show other people about the project because I'm going to be part of it, and also just to sort of see what other people are doing. I think I really like the idea of the project. I like that it's not I don't think it's snooty or pretentious. I just think it's fun, it's accessible, it's going to get people thinking, hopefully, that kind of thing. There are a couple of other things going on in London that I know about at the moment. Anthony Gormley's last exhibition at the Hayward I thought was really good. And there's the Hanif Qureshi installation. Is that right, Hanif Qureshi? At the Royal Academy of Art, which I'd really like to go and see. And a friend of mine used to work at the Tate Modern and now works at the National Gallery, so she's always recommending stuff to go and check out, a lot of which is probably over my head, but there's some, it's just really interesting to go and see this stuff.
And have you been watching it online quite a lot?
Online, yes. Yeah. I haven't seen any of the stuff on Sky Arts, I'm sorry to say.
And do you have any kind of favourite people that you've seen so far?
I think the other I think it was a girl who dressed up as a pigeon. The other person dressed up as a pigeon. Took my idea.
Stop it.
I mean, I sort of like people doing it with a sense of humour. Yeah.
So just to go back to your hour, have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
I'm here with my boyfriend, who has very diligently said he's going to sit there and make me jealous by drinking coffee the whole way through. I know a couple of friends have said, because it's the commuter hour, which is why I thought it was a really good slot, people are going to be zipping past on their way to work, 8 to 9, so a couple of friends who work nearby are going to hopefully come and sit down at the bottom and hurl rotten tomatoes or whatever. So that'll be good. But yeah, it's just, at the moment, it's just worry. I phoned my mum yesterday evening, phoned my parents. My dad's out of the country at the moment, but my mum was at home, so I phoned her and I said, hello, I'm going to be on the fourth plinth. And to which her response was, oh no, no you're not. I said, yes I am. She's like, oh God, but oh, the people who go up there just do silly things. And I think she's thinking of the headlines that she's read in the paper, which are principally about people going up there and taking their clothes off. So I reassured her, I'm not going to do that because it's too cold. So I assured her, I'm not going to go up there and take my clothes off, and I'm not going to tell any jokes. So I've got very much got my dad's sense of humour, so that wouldn't be funny.
Crash and burn.
Yeah, pretty quickly, I'd say. But yeah, so I think a couple of friends are going to be watching online, I think a few friends will make it past, and everyone else will probably go, did you do it? Yeah, and they'll go, did you tell any jokes? And I'll go, no. And they'll go, good.
Tick.
Yeah. Well done, you're learning.
So do you see your hour as a performance?
No, not at all. I'm not really a performer. So I think if there is an idea to it, it's just a sort of, well, I suppose it is a performance in as much as it's showing my take on sort of British sensibility, but yeah, I mean, if it's anything for the viewers, my original hope was that it might raise a chuckle. I don't think it's going to do that anymore because I won't be dressed as a pigeon, but you know, maybe it will just allow people some quiet contemplation. I don't really know, that's up to them, I suppose.
And do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
Yes, it will add a photo to my little personal gallery around my staircase of pictures of my friends, and hopefully now there'll be one of me on the fourth plinth. It'd be mildly diverting. It's really cool. It's the first time I've ever been involved in an art project. I don't feel like I'm really involved in it away. I think it's a bit of a privilege to just get up there on the fourth plinth and let other people make of it what they will. But yeah, it's certainly an experience, and it'll be something to talk about in the pub afterwards. Hope the pubs will be open at 9 o'clock. There's one
Let's
in Spitalfields
so.
Market I can go to, and that's open. I've got the rest of the day off work. I talked it over with my boss and I said, I don't think I can really come into work after I've been a piece of art for an hour. She said, yeah, you probably need the weekend to recover.
So you're a lawyer. How did you get into law?
I think it was my mum's idea, because as a child I was very argumentative. So I think in a fit of pique one day, my mum, intending it probably as an insult, said, well, you should bloody well become a lawyer because you argue enough. And then I did. So that's that. It's not the most inspiring story, I'm afraid. But yeah, I've been doing that for a while. I'm trying to find ways out of it.
Okay.
It would be nice to go and see something else as opposed to just telling other people what the rules are. It's quite boring, really.
Is there anything else that you would be particularly passionate about?
Yeah, well, because I love film, I'd love to try and get involved doing something on that side. I mean, probably on the business side more than the creative. But yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to get involved in something that I'm really deeply passionate about, as opposed to just sort of something that keeps the grey matter ticking over. Something that does both. How did you get into interviewing?
It's a long story. We'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Great, well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you, Anthony Gormley, and everyone at Artichoke.